From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Christian Shepherd. Seriously.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. I'm still in sunny Southern California.
I know. For those that are listening and like, what's up with the audio quality? It's because Jack and I are in two different locations. I'm back in Raleigh and Jack's still...
I'm still on the island.
Still in semi-paradise.
On the island, trying to make sure that the island is safe.
But we need a podcast because there's just a lot to talk about. Today's going to be more initial reactions than the full recap. I figure we have eternity to talk about this, so I think we have time. But we have a lot of listener feedback, phone calls, tweets, views, and Jack, do you have a crackpot question of the week?
A question? Well, I think I have something I figured out.
Uh-huh.
But I think we'll wait till the end.
Wait till the end of the episode?
Well, I'll bring it up. It's going to come up sometime in the conversation. I'll just bring it up then.
Because I think it doesn't have to be a theory, but like, can we call it like crackpot revelation?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, we'll call it the crackpot revelation.
I don't know if it's 100% sure, but I think I'm pretty spot on with this. But I could be wrong.
Okay,
I could be Jay for a day. We need to talk about the party.
Oh yeah, I figure we start with that.
Okay.
The party was, you know, awesome. All the people, I was a little worried, like maybe a lot of people wouldn't show up because they couldn't make it, but the place was packed. Everyone had a great time. It was great seeing everybody. It was a blast.
Well, we had the get together the night before.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. We had cake there. People had made, was it Shannon and Jim made the cakes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, outstanding cakes. It was just, everyone had a blast. Everyone was having a good time. It was a little cold, but I think everyone still had a lot of fun. And then we had the party the next day. And for me, I did watch the episode again today. It was good, but it was like watching a great movie. Because people were cheering at the right time. They were applauding
exactly
at the right time. They were laughing at the right time. And I would say crying at the same time. It just was... It was a blast. It was so much fun to be there. I'm glad I had a chance to be there. And like I said, I was talking to people afterwards and in the hotel the next day. And I haven't talked to anybody who didn't either like the episode or enjoyed the experience being there.
Exactly. After the fact, I couldn't. There was no better way I could possibly think about watching the final episode than how we watched it. And you're right. It was like seeing, you know, your favorite movie in a theater with like-minded fans. And
right.
It was just the best.
People were quiet. I mean, we watched the commercials. The Target commercials were great.
Yes.
But then as soon as you knew they were coming back, you'd hear this, shh.
Yes.
And then silence. Nobody was talking. Nobody was screaming. No one spoiled anyone as far as
yep.
I know.
Yep, exactly.
It was just a great time.
Yeah, and the panels were great. We were running around like crazy while Joe was doing her panel, so we didn't get to see him, but I heard those were awesome.
Yeah, I heard they were – I saw nothing of it. I didn't get to meet L. Scott Caldwell or Malcolm David Kelly. Those are the two I didn't get a chance to meet.
The only one I did get to meet was L. Scott Caldwell. I missed her.
You didn't meet her? You met her?
No, I didn't. I met Malcolm David Kelly.
Really?
But I didn't meet L. Scott Caldwell.
Where was I?
I don't know. I think I met him on the red carpet and in the VIP lounge. You didn't meet him?
No, I was running around. They kept dragging me over here and dragging me over there.
Yeah. But, you know, it was great. It was perfect. We had a lot of family there, friends.
You know who was very cool?
What?
It was Eric Lang.
Oh, yeah. He was awesome.
Because it was a question I always wanted to ask him. Hey, did you get a lot of hate mail? He goes, no. He goes, no, I didn't get all. He was the nicest guy. He was such a cool guy to hang out because you see him on like every show I've seen him on this year, Modern Family, SVU, and of course, last season with Lost, he just not the nicest. He didn't seem like the nicest guy, but he was a great guy to hang out with.
Yeah, he was. But you know, everyone was great. All our podcasting buddies that were there, our friends from Pottercast and the Dharma Lames were there.
Yeah.
but even Ralph liked the episode. So.
Yeah, I thought he'd stand up and go, "I hate it." But he liked the episode, so there you go.
And we just wanted to give some big thanks to people that made it happen. First off is Michael Purcell at Global Cash Card.
And his staff.
Yeah, and the staff. You know, it wouldn't have been possible. This is an idea, you know, that I've had from the beginning to do something like this, and we were always just like, we can never do something like this. But Global Cash Card and Michael Purcell and Dave Labonte from Ad Matrix and all the people that were there helping run it and the staff at the Orpheum
made it great
and made it a really great special event. So, you know, it was awesome. Also, thanks to Cliff, Director Cliff, who did a great video for our introduction. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was funny.
And Caesar, who did our photos for the night.
Yeah, another great job by Caesar.
Yeah. Have you seen the photos that he's put up so far?
I've seen most of them.
Yeah, those are great,
too. He just keeps putting them up, and I'm like going, just can't keep up with all the photos. Too many.
And also Michael, friendly communist Michael, who ran our merch booth with our posters and stuff.
I never saw him.
You didn't?
I never had a chance to see him. You know, my family was there. Mm-hmm. Our family was there, and I think I saw him for 2 minutes, and I was gone.
Yeah, about the same for me, too. But
in fact, I know I was on the red carpet going, okay, I get this, but can I go enjoy the party?
it was a great time, an experience of a lifetime. It was great meeting everybody. I mean, seriously, it's moments that I'll never forget.
Exactly.
And we'll be posting videos and whatnot from that. I believe Alex from Audibly Lost was there shooting the whole time for his podcast documentary.
Right.
So I can't wait to see all the footage from everything.
And you can't say enough about Michael Emerson.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's just money.
Yeah. He did a great job. Took a lot of, spent a lot of time with us, talked. And what I love about him is when, no matter who he's talking to, he always gives his full attention.
Right.
And his full effort in replying to that person.
Well, because it was hard to see on stage the way they had the lights at first. You couldn't see, and we're trying to figure out. He wanted to know who was asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to look at at their direction and talk to them directly.
It's just
amazing. And when he came out to get Frank the van.
Yeah.
I think all we just told him, hey, can you bring these keys out and kind of say something? He just ad-libbed that whole thing.
Yep. Exactly.
I had no idea what he was going to say.
Yep. And that's, he's a great stage actor, too. And you can tell he has amazing talent. So, yeah, it was a blast. It was so great meeting everybody. And we'll have more footage and content from that to come. But I think, Jack, we need to get into our initial reactions.
Should we tell them who our guest is going to be on Friday morning's podcast?
Yes. As far as I know, I've been talking to him. We're just trying to nail down a specific time to record. But on Friday's podcast, we're going to have Jorge Garcia on the podcast to talk about his reactions to the finale, what he thinks about it, and his experiences for the final season of Lost. And I'm really excited about that.
You mean number one?
The number one. So it should be really exciting. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, so you ready to get into Lost initial reactions?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Lost weekend. Lost weekend. Lost weekend. All right, so the end. We saw it. Jack, what did you think?
I loved it. I know we've gotten not many emails from people that I've got. I can't keep up with all of them so far. I haven't had time to go through them all. There have been some people who didn't like it. And I'm not going to criticize – at this point, I'm not going to debate anybody, criticize anyone who does. I'm going to respect their opinion that they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm – you know, like I said, didn't answer – did it answer all the questions? No. But did it satisfy me? Was it a great ending to Lost, to a great TV show? I say it is. I was all about the character development. That's what drives me with a show like Battlestar Galactica, Deadwood. Any show I'm into, I have to be into the characters.
Exactly.
And this one had me crying, laughing, cheering. It was just I thought it was an amazing episode. I thought they nailed it, and I thought they hit a home run. And it was closure. They did it.
Yeah, for me, I think it's the best finale for a show ever because it totally satisfied me. I think it gave the most complete ending to a character's journey that you could possibly give. I mean, we got their conclusion after they all died.
Right.
I mean, I don't know more how further along you can go than that. And I thought it captured exactly what it needed to capture. And sure, it didn't answer all the questions, but in all honesty, that would be really boring and nobody would be satisfied with all the answers. I think that would have left a lot more to be desired instead of just leaving some of the answers unanswered.
Yeah, because we were wondering how they were going to do this for the last couple of years. And like, about halfway through the episode, I was figuring out what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pretty much had figured out what was going on, but it still didn't ruin it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was still like, okay, I like the direction they're going. I like what's going on. I thought maybe it was just because in that theater, it was just everyone had such a great time in there, and it was so much fun to be in there. But when I watched it again today, I still got choked up over the Charlie and Claire flashbacks, the Jin and Sun flashback. Jack flashed through every season.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that he flashed even through season 6.
We flashed up to that episode when he kissed Kate.
Right. So he was. It just did it for me. It worked. And I'm glad I stuck with it, and I'm glad I just, you know, maybe had a positive. You know, like I said a couple episodes ago, I know I was overly positive when you look for the negative, but I really didn't see any negatives in this episode.
Well,
but I'm sure people did, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to criticize you. Like I said, I don't want to have to. I don't think I should have to apologize for liking it. You mm-hmm. don't have to apologize for not liking it.
Mm. Well, for me, I think the only thing I could possibly slightly nitpicky about was the Saeed Shannon thing. Like, I get it and I understand it, but I always kind of thought Nadia was his true love or something like that.
Yeah, but, I get you saying that, but since I went out on the limb and said it was going to be Shannon, I was 100% cool with it.
Yeah. And I get it at the same time, though, because he did love her a lot as well, and they did have a special connection on the island. I mean, the guy mourned for her for like 10 years on the island.
That's been a running joke with us, but it's true. He didn't really – I mean, he cared about Nadia, but he didn't – it wasn't like, oh, my God.
And I think they answered that with Nadia being with his brother in the Sideways.
Right.
You know, he didn't feel he was worthy of being with her.
But in the Sideways, is the Sideways really reality?
For them, it is.
Or is it just the image that they wanted to project in their life, to make their life whole? Is that what they – because like I said, when Locke said, Jack, you have no son. Now, I think – I mean, there's been different theories on that, and I've been throwing them around with different people. I said maybe David was just young Jack, and Jack was Shepherd, Christian. Mm-hmm. And that's how he wanted his relationship to be with his dad.
Well let's get into that here.
They do look a lot alike.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's what it was just his way of saying, that's why, you know, he had his son hanging around. Well, I had that relationship with my dad. Because, you know, you were going together, okay, dad, okay, you know, you got it, dude. Maybe that's what the whole thing was about. You know, I'm going to have to watch it again to absorb it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I started thinking that today. I go, you know, maybe it was just the reality that they wanted. They wanted to have, you know, he wanted to have a great relationship. He never had that with his dad growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's – and when Locke said to him – well, John said, you don't have a son, Jack. It's time to come with me. So he looked at him like – and he, of course, Jack going, no, I can't. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm not mm-hmm. ready yet. So I think the alternate reality was just their reality, what they would like, how they would have liked their life to be. And like Saeed going, you know, Nadia probably did die, you know, and because she,
well, if she died, she would be there too. Well, everyone died. Let's get into what it actually is.
She wouldn't be there because she wasn't the one he was supposed to be with. Shannon was the one he was supposed to, because if you look back, the reason they're all together is because their lives have been intertwining throughout their lives. We see them, you know, and you know, you see that was that's going on for the whole 6 years. You see a flashback. There's, you know, one character would walk by and behind him, you go, hey, there was Saeed. Hey, that, you know, when he's getting arrested and all this stuff. So maybe that's what it was. They were always meant to be together.
Well, let's get into more the general idea of it. The Flash Sideways reveal. Christian Shepherd said that, you know, you're dead. I'm dead. Everyone here is dead. But it didn't happen all at the same time. Everyone dies. Some people died before, and some died long after you died.
Right.
And this reality that they're in is what they made to be able to find each other again.
Right. Yeah, it was real in their world, but not in the real world.
Well, that's the thing, though, is I think when you look at it, it's not the physical world, but it's just their next level of consciousness.
Right.
They're dead, but this is what's after they died. Nobody knows what happens after you die, but this is show.
I do. I get lots of money.
They describe is what happens afterwards. This is where their consciousness goes.
Well, that's why I go to episode before this where we see Anna Lucia, and Hurley recognizes Anna Lucia, but she doesn't, because she's not ready yet. She's like Ben. She's not ready to go to the next level.
To move on.
She's not ready. Whereas she's a lot like Jack. She's still living in her world where she's trying to redeem her, because we know she's dead. You know, we saw her get shot by Michael, and Michael's wasn't in the group because he shot Anna Lucia.
And
he shot Libby.
Well, that's the thing, is it's interesting to see who was ready to move on and who wasn't, because according to Eloise Hawkins, who again knew her surroundings and knew what it was,
right?
This is, you know, what happened to them after they died.
That's why she was trying to stop.
Destiny. She didn't want to lose.
She didn't want to lose her. And she goes, I'm not taking. She goes, no, he's not coming with us.
So now, she got to be with her son still.
But was she saying that eventually, because we all die, but was he going somewhere else? Because she said, he's not coming with us. That's what Desmond said, he's not coming with us.
Well, exactly. Everybody has their own paths. Right. Because Christian Shepherd said, out of everything you've done in your life, what you've done with these people was the most important.
Right, and what they did with you.
Exactly.
Right.
And
live together, die alone.
Exactly. And that showed how those connections were the most important thing that they had in their lives, so that after they died, this is what they created to reunite with each other. And so I think it was brilliant. I loved it. I loved the reveal. And I find it frustrating when some, like the LA Times said, oh, they all died at the plane crash and everything wasn't real. Shepherd clearly stated that everything happened. This is all real.
But to a lot of people do believe that. We're getting a lot of emails with that, and I've seen people on TV thinking that. And I've actually talked to people who thought that. I'm like, I don't think that. I don't think they all died, because that would mean it was just basically Jack's dream, and I don't want it to be that way.
But it's not. I mean, you watched it the second time. Christian Shepherd clearly states.
He did clearly say it. I'm like going, no, I don't think that's the way it was going. I don't think that's the direction they were going with it. But again, love it or hate at this show, and we're still talking about it, and we can have all different opinions on what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's very clear that they didn't all die at the plane crash. They lived out their lives. And I think another proof of that is that when Hurley tells Ben that you were a great number two.
Right.
And Ben says you're a great number one. They live their lives out past the point of what we've seen.
And whoever, we don't know who replaced him.
Exactly.
Early. We don't know how he died. Maybe we can ask him on Thursday or Friday. But I think when people are asking, why didn't Ben go? Some are saying he's waiting for Alex. Some are saying, I think it's because he's not ready to go. He still has remorse for what he did. And maybe he doesn't feel comfortable going with that group.
Exactly.
Because the scene he had with John Locke was great. John gives him that, awesome. John gives him that, you know, hey, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I don't know if I could do that. Guy put me through hell. I'm a bitter person.
Yeah.
Guy puts me through hell. He kills me. He, you know, I'm ending up dead in the sand. But in the long run, he forgave him, and it was just a great scene. And now you look at what Ben was doing in his reality. He wanted to be the good guy. He wanted to have Alex in his life. He wanted to have Rousseau in his life. He wanted to protect John, not kill him. Mm-hmm. He wanted to protect him the whole time. That's how he was trying to change in his way. So that's why I think it wasn't real. It was just how they were trying to.
Well, I don't think it's fair to say it's not real. It's real to them.
Real to them, but that it's what how they wish their lives had gone.
Well, I don't think so much. I think, like Christian said, they made this so they could find each other. So whatever happened in the sideways was every single step that led them to finding each other again. And here comes the question that I think they kind of brought up in this episode. Is what Hurley and Ben worked on the island what they set up to find each other again after they all died?
Hmm. You think they're the ones that, well, because when, remember, he says to Hurley that he can change the rule, he can do whatever he wants.
Well, Jacob did things differently. You can change things.
Right. So maybe he did set it up that way. That's true.
And, you know, I love the fact that they left Hurley and Ben as the new caretakers of the island, but they didn't give that full story. It leaves so much story just that we can think of in our heads.
Right.
And I really like that.
I agree.
But overall, were you satisfied with the Flash sideways? I was, and I didn't think for a second that they were all dead until Christian Shepherd said it. Did you have more...
I thought earlier in the thing when Eloise said it, and there was something I had it written down, but I can't find. There was another scene I think they're all dead, and I didn't say it out loud because we were in the theater, and I went, oh, I think they're all dead. It was like an hour into it. I went, oh, I bet you they're all dead. But I wish I would have said it a long time ago. But Eloise said, when I definitely knew for sure when Eloise said it to, are you going to take him? Mm-hmm. I said, they are dead. So, and even when you look back today, the big clue right in the beginning where Desmond says, are you a priest? He goes, oh, no, something. I can't forget what he said, but what he said.
He said, are you a priest or another or something like that? And he says, yeah. Something else.
Something else. And I went, okay. Because remember, Desmond was left behind on the island too.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have, all three of them could have hatched this plan to, because he was with Hurley and Ben too.
Yeah, and I just think it goes to the creators and writers of the show's genius, how the Flash sideways not only concluded the characters that we love stories, but at the same time, it helped the audience close the story at the same time. Like in the finale, like we finally got the resolution to like each pairing, each group that we cared so much about. Just about.
The Jaders are celebrating.
But well, like you said,
I thought it was because when we had our panel, when we had our beginning with Michael Emerson, there was a person who spoke up and said he loved all the Kate episodes. He basically, and people booed. They did. They booed.
Yes.
And when the scene where Kate shoots MLB in the back and kills him from killing Jack, everyone cheered. And what
super
did I say?
Kate got her super back.
Right. And she said, I did save a bullet for
you. That was awesome.
And I'm like, great, Kate did. And everyone applauded. I remember saying afterwards, saying, oh, you guys were all booing her. I go, but this guy up here, he stuck with her. So she all these years people hated her, and she got the cheers. She, you know, I think they all got the redemption. You know,
I think so too. I think so too.
You got to be happy if you're a Lockite. You got to be happy with it. He had that sparkle in his eyes, and when he was remembering things with Jack, and they showed all the season one stuff of John Locke. That had to put a smile on everyone who's a John Locke fan.
Exactly. And I love the fact that in the end, John Locke was validated, you know, for what he believed. And I love the fact that when Man and Locke and Jack were in the light cave,
the source,
it brought back to that season one finale where they're both hovering over the hatch.
Right.
And it was kind of, it was almost, you know, shot for shot the same, just a different, you know, hatch tunnel.
Right.
But I loved when Jack Shepard said, you know, you dishonor his name by wearing his face. And they both decided, you know, well, Man and Locke said, well, I'm going to prove you wrong. And Jack said, I am. And in the end, John Locke's views on the island and the fact that they were there for a reason was true. And in the end, John Locke was redeemed for his views and his actions. And I love the fact that Ben and Locke was forgiven. I love that.
And I think another thing where Ben, if it would have been for Ben, Locke may not have gone down, made so many mistakes on the island. You know, it just, Ben knew how to play him and get in his head.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it was just, he just kind of put him in a frazzle. And I think that's another thing. He wasn't just apologizing for killing him.
Oh, no.
He was apologizing for all the, what he did to him on the island.
Mm-hmm.
So not just off island, on island also.
Well, yeah. You think the second Henry Gale was taken into the hatch, Ben was playing him.
Right, exactly.
And he said, I did it because I was jealous, because you were special and I wasn't. And I love the fact that in the end, Ben realized what his best gifts were and his place, and that was to help Hurley.
Yes. He was a good number two. He is smart. He does know how to he's a strategic person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's good at. He's not necessarily wasn't a great leader. He's a great number two. And again, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. So taking away from the Flash side was a little bit, what'd you think of the island storyline and its conclusion?
I liked it. I thought, you know, I know people are going to say the plane, you know, was hokey and stuff like that, but I kind of like how they did it. And it was just like, you know, I get it.
Oh, they said the plane was hokey? I love the plane taking off.
A couple of people said it's hokey, and I go, you know, it's TV. You know, I thought it works for me. I think, again, being in the setting we were in, maybe because people are, you could see on the edge of their seats. It's like when Jack and Locke are on top of the cave or on top of the cliff, and Jack's coming down.
The coolest scene ever in the history of the show? One of the coolest scenes?
Well, he jumps up like he's going to, and then they cut to commercial. What do everyone do? No!
But it was like one of the most, like, badass things ever. Him jumping up with his fists in the air coming down. I mean, that was one of the coolest scenes ever
in the show. It was well shot, well directed. It worked. It worked for me. But like I said, everyone in the crowd, no. And we all started laughing. No, we got to wait through three or four commercials.
I loved it. I loved the Jack and Man and Locke showdown. It was so satisfying. That was awesome. I love the fact that Kate and he. I watched it again today, and it was so funny when you hear Man and Locke go, "You should save some of those bullets." And when she calls back to that, I love that.
Yeah. I saved one for you.
That was so awesome.
And Sawyer had some great lines in the thing when he said to Sawyer said to Jack, "Why don't you come off that mountain and tell us what the burning bush had to say?"
Yes.
But he wasn't saying it in a mean way.
He
was being his sarcastic self, but he was serious. He wanted to know what are we supposed to do? You're the guy now, Jack.
Yeah,
I want to know what to do.
Exactly, and And I think the crowd also cheered very loudly when we found Richard Alpert was alive and Frank Lapidus.
Right. And I'm like going, oh my God, they're alive. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm cool with it.
Oh, it was awesome. I kind of suspected Richard Alpert, but I totally thought Frank was dead.
Yeah, I thought at this point Frank had to be dead, but it didn't bother me.
It was awesome.
I said everyone cheered. Everyone was happy. Miles, who was, you know, I know a lot of people don't know this, but he was kind of a jerk in the beginning when he started on the show. And we love him now.
Mm-hmm. He had the Sawyer effect going on.
Right, he did. And he's just, he had great one lines. He was a team player.
The duct tape line was awesome.
It was awesome, but he was also, he became a team player, which he wasn't before he got on that island.
Exactly.
Was not a team player before he got on that island.
And it shows you why Jacob brought these people to the island. Because they weren't the best they could be, and the island was able to make them better people.
Well, I don't know if it's just the island. It was a situation they got into. They became, it's like, it's like a baseball team. You could have 9 great players, but if they don't play as a team, it doesn't matter. They finally worked as a team, and they became
The environment enabled them to.
Well, what they were thrown into, but if they still would have worked as individuals, probably what had been happening the whole time on the island. It took this group to work together to make things happen.
And that's why I love the fact that one of the major themes of the show was Man of Science, Man of Faith, which was prevalent through this episode, and also Live Together, Die Alone, which was prevalent through this episode.
Right. I think that's on the list of shows, 10 episodes they tell you to go back and watch before season 5.
Yeah, and it was very poignant, so much so to the point that the final scene of the show was Jack, after putting the cork back in the light well, was dying, and he laid down the same place we found where he started out.
There was the old shoe.
And Vincent came up to him, and he didn't die alone.
Yeah, and if you the only time I'll call people out, you can hate the episode, but if you didn't get choked up on that scene, then you don't have a soul.
Just thinking about it gets me choked up. I mean, yeah. It was so beautiful.
It was a classic Lassie moment.
Mm-hmm.
If for your young people at home, playing at home, there used to be a dog named Lassie. But that was a Lassie-type moment, and I got choked up.
Yeah, it was so beautiful, so moving. And you see the plane going off overhead. Jack knows that he did his job. He was successful, right. And he could die at peace.
And Claire got to, they finally talked Claire into coming with them too.
Mm-hmm.
They just and she even said, I think she said something about her hair, didn't she?
I'm not
sure. Kimmel? It might have been on Kimmel.
I think that was on Kimmel.
I can't remember.
But yeah, you know, I just overall, I think that the episode satisfied everything that I wanted to be satisfied, and I know we're going to be debating about this for a long time, but overall, to me, I thought it was amazing, excellent. I've already seen it twice. I look forward to seeing it many, many more times over the next couple weeks.
I'm going to download it and watch it on the plane tomorrow.
Yeah, but I give it an A++++. It made these past 5 years of podcasting totally worth it. And
I think to me, this whole weekend experience, going back to the party and stuff, and getting to meet everyone, and just emails people have been sending in thanking us for doing what we do. Again, without you guys listening to us, without you keeping us motivated, I would have quit a long time ago. I mean, it's just a community, and you guys are the Lost community. I'll say it 1,000 times, is the best.
And I think Ryan Ozawa wrote a good article. I can't remember where it was in, but he said, you know, it was about the friends that we've made too from this.
Exactly. Friends that you'll forever.
Yeah, and so at the same time, the story paralleled, I think, us, the fans of the show Lost, get out of it. You know, it's intense debate and discussion about what the show's brings up, the issues that it brings up. And at the same time, we've made friends for life that we wouldn't have without the show.
Well, we're like the people on the that were brought
together. Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying.
You know, if you look at the party, we're all different shapes and sizes, and different backgrounds, different, you know, interests, but this one show brought us all together.
Just like the island and Jacob brought all these other people together.
Right.
But, you know, so.
But the difference is we had a choice.
They had a choice too. Come on.
We had a choice to go to LA.
Or did we?
It wasn't my first choice.
So overall, I loved it. Jack, do you loved it?
I can't say enough about it. I loved it. I know we'll take some heat for that, you know, being fanboys. But again, I look at myself, I'm more of a fan grandpa.
But well, you know what, though? Looking at the feedback from what I've seen, I mean, I've seen some people that didn't get it or didn't like it. But overall, at least in our feedback, I've seen that people like the episode. I mean, there is people that didn't.
Like I said, I talked to, I don't know, you know, I can't keep track of all the people I talked to because a lot of people left right after the episode. I don't think they realized we were going to talk afterwards or they just didn't want to hear what you had to say. Maybe they were, I think people were worried that you were going to sing. And that does tend to scare people. But the people that did stay, and we were, you know, they were kind of pushing us out of the Orpheum at the time because we had a curfew. I didn't, in the hotel the next morning, I talked to like 30 or 40 people.
All right, Jack, that's what we thought. What do you say we get some listener feedback? Because we have a lot.
I'd say we do it, officer.
All right, it's first going to the phone calls.
Okay.
Listener feedback.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Brian, and loved the season finale and series finale of Lost. Unfortunately, didn't answer and you know, some of the questions. The biggest question I had that they didn't answer was that with all that electromagnetism on the island, how come none of the Dharma VHS tapes were erased? Was hoping they would tie that up in the penultimate episode, but yeah, I guess we'll never know. But love the podcast, and I can't wait to listen to Lost Rewind. Bye-bye.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Matt in Bloomington, Illinois. Love the podcast. Just started listening to it this year. First time caller. You have definitely enhanced my Lost experience this year. I know a lot of people are frustrated and upset with how the series wrapped up. I thought it was a great ending. I loved the finale. Did not see it coming that our Losties were dead, that the Flash Sideways all along was really a flash forward way off of the future when all the Losties had already died. And does explain some of the mysteries that we had, some of the things that they were tossing out at us throughout this whole season, like why the Dharma folks were still present in the Flash Sideways when they should have been killed by the Hydro Bomb. That's why Ben and Roger and Pierre Chang and Ethan were all present in the Flash Sideways world. It also explains to us why Michael was noticeably absent from the Flash Sideways world because his soul was stuck on the island, as well as everyone else who was stuck on the island, who is dead, who is not allowed to move on. Love the podcast. Love the finale. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Mikey from Orlando again. I called last night immediately following watching the end, and I had some pretty harsh first thoughts about it. But now that it's all settling in and I'm reading a couple theories online and I'm actually wrapping my head around it, I'm getting there. I'm a little satisfied. I like how the end is actually the beginning of this season with Jack closing his eye, and that's when the Flash Sideways begins. I kind of like how you don't know, you know, when a couple of the other people died, like Sawyer and everybody escaped on the plane, and Hurley and Ben's life together on the island. Did they continue to bring people to the island, or did they just live together in perfect harmony, Curly and Ben? That's kind of an odd couple. But anyway, I just wanted to call and say that I'm getting there. Long-time listener. Love the show. Keep it going. Can't wait for the rewatch. And peace out.
All right, so thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be like Mikey. I think it's going to be one of these conclusions to a show that people, after time, when they watch it, because Lost is one of those shows you really can't watch it once to really understand it. You have to watch it at least twice, three times. And this one, it was so long that I think it's going to take three or four times to watch it. And also, you know, you can hear other people's opinions. And I think he's right. a lot of people watched it at first, didn't like it, initial reaction. Then they watched it again and go, okay, now I kind of see what they were going with it. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of people like Mikey like that. And then you had Matt, who said, you know, it was more of a flash forward in the future. the flash sideways, which that's a good way of calling it. But you had Michael,
who couldn't leave the island because his soul was stuck on the island. I'm sorry, you could call it a flash four forward.
Flash four forward. There you go. But you had Michael, who was stuck on the island because his soul was stuck on the island. That's why he wasn't there.
I think that's a good explanation.
I still think you got all those log carrying people died. Not one log carrying person can be in the church. Not one.
Not even Frogert.
Who's going to build them a fire in the afterlife? I mean, a lot of those people don't know how to build a fire. Don't know how to gather wood. What are they going to do?
That's a good point.
I'm just throwing it out there.
You make a good point, Jack, I got to say.
The world needs ditch diggers too. So
maybe that's what like the ultimate afterlife is, heaven or whatever you want to call it. You don't have to start fires. They're already started for you. You don't have to carry the wood. It's carried for you.
And that's why they call it heaven. Wow. But then they weren't invited? All those years they carried the wood and they weren't worthy of it?
Well, they have their own endings. Maybe there's like a second set of all the log-carrying guys because they were more connected than, you know, the main characters since they kind of kept to themselves in the background.
Yeah, maybe we'll have they'll do just one more episode, and it'll be just about the log-carrying people. And then their flash sideways world, they're not carrying wood.
I love that Rose and Bernard were there.
Yeah. They had to be there.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't in every episode, they were in every season, or not except for Bernard. He wasn't in the first season, but we knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be there.
Well, here's the thing. Looking back on this season now, do you think that I think for sure Bernard knew by the time Jack came to see him, but that Rose knew as well what was really going on.
I'm not sure about Rose because that was so long ago,
mm-hmm.
but Bernie knew. That's why he had that goofy look on his face,
yeah.
And he goes, I can't give you this information, but this is who you want to look for.
It also explains why he was so helpful as well.
Exactly. He was guiding him. He wasn't telling him. He was guiding him. Jack still had to find out on his own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Brian, yeah, I don't know why. That's a question I have no answer for.
No answer at all?
No answer for it. Maybe they were in a protective lead case.
That's how we kept
our VHS tapes in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
They were in lead cases.
You kept your tapes in lead cases? Doesn't that give you lead poisoning?
Well, you don't want to lose your, you know, if you have a great episode, you have Caddyshack and VHS and there's a house fire. Do you want to lose? I mean, I'd rather take a chance of getting lead poisoning than ruin my Caddyshack VHS tape.
I think things like the tapes and stuff like that, I think as long as you're not near one of the strong points of magnetism on the island, I think they're going to be okay, in my opinion. And also, a lot of those tapes, they always had, or, you know, whatever, they had, like, what was it, the Pearl Station videotape? Remember, it was all, like, got distorted and stuff like that? So maybe over time, the magnetism did kind of mess with it.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to relax on that one. Maybe when I go back and we do the Lost rewatch that we're looking for at the end of August, because people have been asking.
Yeah, I posted that on Twitter today. We're starting the Lost rewatch after the complete series and the Lost Encyclopedia is released on August 24th.
Right. And how many episodes a week do you think we'll be doing? Because people have been asking.
It'll be about eight. We're looking at a month, about 8 to 10 episodes.
Okay. And we'll
I'm scheduling about a year and like 2 months of podcasts for the final season of the Lost podcast.
And we'll let you all know. And I had a pretty good idea at the party. I said, what I want to do is play a call from each one of the, of course, season one, we didn't do a podcast. But if this is possible, I'm just throwing this at Jay's face right now. He doesn't even know what I'm doing. But I want to do a call from each one of those episodes, see how close they were, the closest to what was going on. And we'll play the crackpot theories that go with those episodes.
Well, this is
You could just see how brilliant I was back 5 years ago.
Well, actually, I'll do you one better. By the time we get to the season two episodes, because we started at the beginning of season two.
Right.
I will also post the podcast that we did for those episodes, so you can listen to the full podcast.
Then we don't have to post them.
We'll post them again, so it'll download the podcast.
We don't have to play the call. You can listen to all the calls and the Crackpot series, and hear how utterly wrong Jay was the whole time.
Hey, I was right about Jack dying and Hurley taking over. That was me. People are saying that was you, but that was me.
No, I said Jack would die. And I was also right about Hurley. He did die.
Everyone dies eventually.
Well, I said he would die.
I said Hurley would be the new Jacob. That was me, not Jack.
Yeah, I think you did, but I did say Hurley would die.
Yeah, they all died.
But
eventually.
But he was dead.
They were all dead.
He was dead.
But I was better because I said Jack's going to die and Hurley's going to take over. That was me. Me, me, me.
I think I started saying Jack was going to die first, though.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. But I picked the harder one. Everyone knew Jack was going to die.
Oh, once Jack died, who was going to take over?
You didn't know. It could have been Kate, Sawyer. It could have been anybody.
Yeah, but
don't be jealous just because I got it.
That's okay. I've been telling people. I don't think I said Hurley was going to be the. I think that was Jay, but I did say Hurley was going to die, and he is dead.
All right, Jack, you ready to get into the next set of phone calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Matt from Larkspur, California. Looking forward to hearing everybody's reactions. Hope the show went well in L.A. It was actually pretty exciting here in Larkspur, the local theater, the Lark. Carried a simulcast of the shows, and we had maybe 200 people there all watching together. Still haven't quite figured out how this all fits together, but I think they did a great job pulling the characters together and providing some closure. I have to admit I was crying when Claire and Charlie figured it out and started remembering, and the same thing with Sawyer and Juliet. Hard to believe. And almost with Jack and Kate. So we'll have to go back and watch it again and figure things out. I still don't know how Eloise talking and her son fit in and how this all quite hangs together, but certainly leaves lots to talk about. Anyway, looking forward to hearing your next podcast and seeing what people think. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, Orville Brown, Tucson, Arizona. Oh, my God, I just woke up this morning after not much sleep thinking about the final episode of Lost. It was amazing. I'm sure a lot of people won't like it. In fact, I think more people won't like it than will like it. I thought it was everything that I expected. It was a little surprising. It took me a while to figure it out. But I think the key is to not overanalyze everything about the island, about the Flash sideways, and about the way it ended. It's meant to be just another thought process around the end of life. In fact, the island is a gateway where people in this case, the Losties had an opportunity, one last chance, to figure out if they're good and evil, good or evil, and if they were able to go to heaven and to cross over into the light. It's a test. The ones that passed it were in the church and crossed over. Ben, for example, hadn't decided. He had a few more loose ends to tie before he was sure that he was good and that he could cross over. So I would say don't overanalyze it. Just think of it as being that simple. I think that's what the creators meant it to be, and that's how it ended. Thanks. Great show. Really, really, really miss you guys. Hopefully you'll be on the air for a little while longer on your podcasts doing other things. Thank you. Have a good day. Take care. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Walter. All right, so I have a question. I'm a little mad. I want to hear I'm looking forward to your podcast because I want to hear what your take is on this. I'm a little mad about Jughead, and this is going to sound like I'm a hater, but I'm not actually a hater at the moment. I just want to know, what about Jughead? What was the point last season finale of Jughead blowing up? We were led to believe that this whole Flash sideways had something to do with Jughead's blowing up in the season finale. But it turns out that Jughead's blowing up didn't do anything at all. It just kind of maybe flipped him to, you know, into the present moment instead of being in the 70s. So I was a little mad about that. I just wondered, maybe I'm missing something. I mean, do you guys have some insight? Does anybody have any insight into that? Like, help me out, because I really want to know. Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Yeah, didn't Jughead, it brought him back to the regular, timeline.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what Jughead did. It didn't create an alternate reality or whatever. It propelled our losties back to the regular timeline.
Also, it killed Juliet so she could go do V.
Well, she didn't die from... Well, she died from... don't know if... Well, actually, no, she didn't from the hydrogen bomb because she would be, like, incinerated.
Well, she got pulled... she's the one that... She died because of all her...
injuries wounds. From falling down, being pulled down, all the crap right. on top of her. Because yeah. she died at the beginning of this season.
Right.
So, that's
what I would say it was for.
Yeah, it was either...
Also to give us 9 months of theorizing what was going to happen.
So it's either, I believe Jughead blew, or it was either it didn't blow, and incident... I'm sorry?
It had to blow because Kate ended up in a tree. Something happened.
Yeah, true. Or whatever, when they were drilling, it knocked that magnetic pocket... Yeah. And it was in the process of imploding. So, and then that happened before she could get the bomb to blow up, and she would, and all of them, all the losties were.
Yeah, it's probably more like that because she would have been dead instantly.
Yeah, if
Juliet.
But we don't know for sure. But it could
because
be
because the island has healing powers, so we don't know.
I don't know if it's that good. And turning into dust, I don't know if I can fix that one.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. We didn't get that episode. I'm a little upset about that. Can it bring someone back when they're just dust?
Yeah.
And then Orville Brown, he's really going to mess us. I haven't crossed over yet. I'm like Ben. I'm hanging around.
Yeah, guys.
I don't know about Jay. I'm going to stay around for a while.
Yeah, we're finishing out our season 5 of Lost podcast up through Comic-Con and up till August 24th. After that, we will start the final season of the Lost podcast, and that will be the Lost rewatch.
You know, he says though not to overanalyze. I get what he's saying. I hear what he's saying, but Lost fans, is that going to happen?
Well, I disagree with what he said. He said that the island was just a means to decide whether to go to heaven or not, and I don't think that's what it is. I think the island is what the island was. They were brought there. The island has certain properties that make it unique and special. So that story is valid. That story is real. That story happened. I loved it. I love the scene between Desmond and Jack, where Desmond's talking about, none of this matters. You're here in this other place. But then Jack says, it does matter. What happened, happened. You don't get a redo. So to me, I think the island, but it gave people redemption. It helped them find each other. But I don't think it's just simply a stepping stone to heaven or wherever they went to.
Yeah, and then you had Matt. He was talking about Eloise and stuff. You know, I think she was the true reason why she didn't want to take Desmond, and Desmond take Daniel. I still think she wanted to shoot him again.
No.
I just think she has that look.
No.
She has a hair trigger. I think she wanted to shoot him.
That's so wrong.
Hold on a second. We don't know for sure. She shot him once before.
I think she just wanted to spend time with him because she did feel guilty for killing him. So,
but I do agree with him on Charlie and Claire. My daughter was watching a day and bawling like a baby.
Yeah, the Charlie and Claire one and the Sawyer and Juliet, I think, out of those flashes were the most moving.
I thought Son and Jen was good.
That one was good too.
And I love that scene when Sawyer came walking in, and you know, they know him on the island. Is you know, of course,
yes,
he's this cop. You know, he's a cop. He's instead of being a con man, he's a cop, and he's like, oh, I want to help you, and I want to do. And they're just like, okay, yeah, all right, whatever.
And I loved
when you're ready to come with us.
Yeah, I also love the Hurley when he gets to see Charlie again for the first time.
Oh, you know, I did write that down. I said he was just, his look on his face was like,
it was so nice. It was so,
it's like seeing your long lost friend and you had all those years ago. Hey, it's Charlie.
Yeah, and I thought that was great. Did you know that Elizabeth?
And I love the way he shot him too with the shotgun, kind of squinting, and he's still the only guy on Lost that can't shoot a gun.
He did though. He cocked it and aimed.
But he didn't want to. He was like squeamish about doing it.
But you know that the scenes with Elizabeth Mitchell were shot on my birthday? That's how far back those were shot?
Really?
March 27th, that's her birthday too.
So they shot that for your birthday?
Not for my birthday, but that was shot a while ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, probably because she was... They probably shot that when she came back to shoot the scene. They had to reshoot that scene with her and with her and Sawyer. So they probably just shot it all there at once.
Well, yeah, I think she only had so much time, so she came there and she shot those scenes, and she shot other scenes that didn't even make it into the show. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting that far back they did that.
Cool.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Joe from Staten Island. Got to watch the finale at least four more times because I'm a little lost. No pun intended. But the only thing I want to say is, was it me or did anybody else feel like they were watching Titanic? I feel like we should have Celine Dion singing the closing to the show. And then maybe James Cameron came in with some blue people. I don't know. Let me know what you think about that theory. Talk to you later.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Vicky from Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Real quick, I have a question about when everyone's in the church. Now, I get the idea that they're all dead and they are moving on. But one thing that's kind of bugged me is Claire is there with the baby. Are we to assume that the baby, which I'm assuming is Aaron, is also dead? And how does that fit in? Because it just, I don't know, just kind of, I don't get that part. I'm just wondering what you think, and thanks a lot for everything, and it's been a great journey. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Carrie from California, and of course the finale was amazing, and I'm sure you have lots of callers echoing the same sentiments, but I just want to thank you for your years of dedicated service to the Lost fandom. You have certainly enhanced my experience of enjoying the show. It's been an amazing show, but I just tune in, of course, to every podcast, and you've just given me so much entertainment and insight, and I just really want to thank you for all of your time because I know it's a lot of work. You enjoy the show. You're in fans. You are fans, but it's, of course, a lot of work, and thank you for your enthusiasm and your dedication and your service to all of us. So thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Yeah, again, like we said in the beginning, it's like a team effort. You know, you guys listening, you guys giving us emails and theories and calling in and keeping us going. You know, sure, it's been a lot of work for me. I think it's been a pretty much cake ride for Jay. But I'm just kidding. It's just, you know, sometimes but you don't really consider it work because it's something you enjoy. I mean, sometimes you do get crazy with it, but I think Jay would agree. It's especially this last weekend was the icing on the cake. It just was. Mm-hmm. It's been well worth it, and I would do it all over again.
Exactly. Yep.
Without question, like I said, without you guys listening.
Well, you know, we've like I said earlier, we've made lifelong friends,
right?
Because of this, and I cherish those forever.
Yep. And then Nikki, the whole with Claire. What did Aaron die? I think what we didn't see, there was a scene with when Kate was watching Aaron, that she actually lost him at one point, and he got maybe died somehow looking for a juice box. What do you think? And that was just a fake Aaron that she gave to Mrs. Littleton?
You know, I think it's...
That one, That was the one thing that was bugging me.
Exactly.
Because we didn't see Jin and Sun's...
Ji-young.
We didn't see Ji-young then. But I'm like going, okay, what's going on? That was one thing that I'll have to watch again. And maybe I haven't read a theory on it yet. But why was baby Aaron there? Of course, she did have baby Aaron in the Flash Sideways world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I can think of that she always wanted to have him. But that would make... You know, of course, we don't know when they die, but maybe that's when she wanted to have him. Because the first caller said something about Titanic, and I mentioned Titanic at the party at the end of the thing, and people kind of looked at me like I was crazy. But it did have a Titanic-type thing. And when Rose comes back, Rose isn't 120. She's Rose, and she's, what, in her early 20s on the thing. So maybe baby Aaron comes back as a baby in that world because that's what's going on. Because remember, they all died at different times, but yet they all look the same age. They're not the age that they, you know, they might have died when they were 100, but they, you know, they look like they're 30 or 40. Got a dog howling here. So they're fire truck going by. So maybe that's the way to explain it, because, you know, Rose looked young in her age, Bernard looked his age. They all look like the age that we know that.
Yeah, I. That's the only way I could kind of see it, because this reality that they created for each other, it seems that it was the time, even though Christian said now doesn't matter. It's just like, why are they here now? It's like, right. Now doesn't matter anymore. Now doesn't matter here.
Yes.
But it is interesting because the timeline that we see where they are in the Sideways is 2004. So maybe based on that, that's why Aaron is a little baby, even though we know he lived beyond being a little baby, and Ji-un lived beyond being born. So I think that is interesting.
So maybe it was like a Titanic type thing,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, Jack's waiting down there, and Jack's still in his early 20s, and, you know, if Rose would have came, you know, been 105, you'd be like, wait, I waited this long? What? What's going on?
It's not like the I mean it's kind of, but it's not really anything like that. I mean, we had a couple calls on that too, but
no, but that I did. I'm not saying it was a Titanic ending, but it did mm-hmm. have a, it did have part of it. I mean, there was where they all get together and they're all the same age. That's what I'm saying. They're all, you know, because when Rose dies and she comes back to see Jack, they're all back to where they were back on the Titanic days.
Mm-hmm.
When we see them at the church, they're all back when we see them on the island days.
The difference in the Sideways, at least from what we understand, is that they lived full lives that led up to them finding each other again.
Right. It's just one of those things. I've not seen a theory yet on why Aaron was the way he was.
Yeah.
Why he was a baby. Of course, it made it very touching.
Oh, it did.
So maybe they're pulling at our heartstrings going, okay, you know, if Aaron would have been like 65 and comes in, you know, or maybe older Aaron didn't deserve to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe older Aaron didn't deserve to go to the...
I wouldn't say that.
I'm just maybe throwing it out there. Maybe older Aaron didn't live a life that he should have lived.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just another... I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, all right, Jack, you want to get into some of the...
Tweets? I have one email.
Oh, you have an email? Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Jack had it right from LA SpaceX.
Okay.
How did this get in here? This is from Andrew. Guys, I have to be listening to the podcast for 5.1 LA SpaceX parts 1 and 2 at work today, and I heard Jack correctly predict the ending to Lost. Just listen for yourself at the 1 hour and 17 minute and 10 second during your tweet back. And this is how it goes. Jay from Evolution Girl. The Losties on the island are now disposable. Kill them all off, okay? They are still alive in the afterlife. Mrs. Jack. Or are they? Maybe they landed in heaven. Jay. No, I don't think that. Unbelievable in the end. Somehow Jack prevails and hits the nail right on the head. Great show. I will listen as long as there is show to listen to. Andrew B.
But they aren't in heaven.
Again, see? The doubter. I'm sorry, Andrew. Jay's just a doubter. He's a
hater.
It's
not heaven.
I'm sorry.
I think if you wanted to argue what a heaven was, it would be where they're going to, where they're leaving to, where they're moving on to.
Again, I don't know how this email got on there, but
yeah.
yeah. somehow sneaked into the podcast.
All right, let's start off with the comments from ublock.org. Matt in Syracuse says, the cork was keeping the volcano that hadn't erupted in a long time from erupting, perhaps?
Maybe, yeah.
This is where I kind of thought that when he first took out the cork. I thought, the volcano would blow up through that. Desmond was going to be burnt alive.
I got to be honest, I forgot all about the volcano.
But the thing is, though, that if that was really volcanic heat and magma and stuff like that, Jack wouldn't be able to put that cork back in. He would have been, burnt alive.
Oh, be Mr. Negative.
Maybe since he was Jacob, he would be protected from...
Well, he was wearing
skin melting heat.
Well, he's wearing sunscreen 50.
SPF 50?
Yeah, so I think he's all right.
Okay. Brian, on the cliff scene, Jack has the high ground, and even Anakin knows how important that can be. for those that remember or haven't seen it, spoiler alert, Revenge of the Sith, Anakin thinks he can overcome the high ground, not having the high ground, and, well, we all know what happens after that. Alex in Alabama says, when the tree fell on top of Ben, even nature is beating up Ben.
Oh, it's just crazy. And if you weren't at the panel, we found out that
Henry and Cusick.
When they were fighting, when he goes to make that citizen's arrest, actually smacked him in the, punched him in the eye.
Yeah.
He actually hit him.
Yeah, hit him in the face.
So all those beatings, he really got a real beating, so...
Let's see.
Hey, are we gonna? Does anyone have any tape of that? Because I've seen bits
I think so. I'm fairly certain Alex filmed the whole thing.
Yeah, it'd be great to get it because I kind of remember some of it, but I was so into what was going on, and just watching people's expressions in the crowd
mm-hmm.
when he was speaking. It just I'd like to.
And I know Cliff was filming most of the time as well, so I think
he kept asking Michael Emerson to do another take. I thought that was rude.
Stephanie says, comment came in at 10:30 p.m. I think it's amazing that there is less than 1 hour left and we still haven't got it all figured out yet. That's why Lost rocks.
Guess what? It's over. We still don't have it figured out yet.
Will says, I wonder who put that cork thing there in the first place. We'll never know.
Well, who were those two dead with the skeletons down there?
I think those are just random people that died. They were curious, and that's what happens when you're curious.
Maybe one of them was the real mom from Jacob and Man in Black. Maybe she threw the body down there.
Well, she would know better than that because it would maybe make a smoke monster or something.
Well, she didn't want any – maybe that's how she knew it turns into a smoke monster. She didn't want any evidence. Maybe those people that she killed.
Maybe that's how the mom showed up.
Well, it had to be someone that knew where it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So –
maybe.
Just curious.
Debbie in Indianapolis says, this is the place you made to find each other. Facebook!
That would be a lot easier than going to an island.
Dave, I like how just about every single plan of Jack's failed, except his last one.
He knew he was going to be right. The only problem I had with Jack, mm-hmm. once he pinched Man in Lock in the mouth and he bled... He stood over him like, yeah, I got you now. The double tap that we learned in Zombieland.
Why I think he was just shocked.
Just shocked. But then Man in Black gets up, hits him with a rock, and then runs away. Hit him again! Of course, it would have taken away one of the greatest scenes in Lost history.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not call this sideways world purgatory. That implies some level of suffering for one's bad deeds. The sideways world was more like a waiting room, a place where lost souls gathered before moving on to whatever came next. And I agree completely. That's purgatory is different.
I have to disagree because I've been in a lot of waiting rooms, and you suffer a lot.
Well, maybe not even calling it waiting room, but it's not a purgatory. It's not purgatory.
Okay, I agree with that. But don't get these waiting room things. I've waited in some waiting rooms like 10 hours.
Anthony Todaro says, you know what's funny is remember way back when Darlton joked that M. Night Shyamalan would be guest directing the finale? It definitely was a major hint in hindsight. Can say that they're dead.
Yeah.
Don in Baltimore says, I bet my paycheck that Jack's eye closing and the crash scene on the beach were filmed back when they filmed the pilot. All those rumors that the end was filmed at the beginning, I believe it. The camera film quality changed when they zoomed back on Jack's eye and showed the beach.
I'm going to say, I don't know, but I have to watch it again. He didn't look as young as he did years ago. But he did say on Kimmel that he did know.
Yeah,
they did tell him that the last scene was going to be him dying and with his eyes closing shut.
Yep.
Way to keep a secret, Matthew.
Good job. I mean, and that's like one of those things where it really doesn't give like everything away.
You're just like, okay, my eye's going to shut and I'm going to die. Okay. I thought he Matthew Fox was outstanding in this last.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of the actors did it. I mean, Jorge, I'm tired of him crying because I was crying in public. But someone better get an Emmy out of this season. And Lost, I think, and a lot of people didn't like season 6, but this final episode should get some kind of award.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be the Lord of the Rings kind of thing. But out of actors, I would say either Jorge Garcia, and I think Terry O'Quinn has definitely earned a second Emmy win because he essentially played two completely different characters.
Well, not only that, but his look, those eyes. He just has that look where he looks right through you.
Mm-hmm.
When he's, you know, when Jack said something to him and they're on the thing, he just looked at him like, I'm going to kill you. He's a fantastic actor.
But, and that's just like, you show his range of just emotions that he can portray on his face. We had the classic Faith lock in the sideways, and we had this completely different, hateful, full of malice face in the Man in Lock character. And that just shows his talent
and
skill.
But he also would turn it on, you know, because there were times when Ben found out that we find out Ben wasn't pulling a long con. He believed he was going to be put in charge of the island.
Yeah.
And then when Sawyer hits him in the mouth, he realizes, you know, punches him in the nose. Forgot he got punched in the nose on the scene. He realized that Manlock was just lying to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say he can go, yeah, but if you want, you can come with me. It just was just amazing, amazing job.
Yeah. Stan says, I'd like to think that Ben stayed in purgatory to wait for Alex to wake up so he could ask for her forgiveness. But when he meets her in the next, he finds out she was waiting for him. And he's already forgiven him.
I think that if John can forgive Ben as much as Alex got cheated out of a life,
mm-hmm.
and also cheated out, well, you know, she got cheated out of being with her mother too. That'd be a rough one.
But she's getting it now in the sideways, and that's what I really think Ben staying behind too is to be.
Maybe that's why he's staying behind, so Alex can have more.
I have a father and a family.
Yeah. Cool.
Nathan A. says, totally open for a spinoff. I want to know what happens on the island now that Hurley and Ben are in charge. Does Hurley live for a couple thousand years like Jacob and off-island? I want to see Claire reunited with Aaron. I think that Kate will live a full life and die in old age. Sawyer will clean up his ways and get recruited to a special division of the CIA. There are so many stories left to tell. You know, I don't need a sideways. I just like thinking that these characters had journeys beyond what we saw.
I agree. I think we're not going to get any more. We're not going to get a spinoff.
No.
I mean, I don't think so. I could be wrong.
But from what I've heard on the complete series set, there's going to be another 30 minutes to the finale. And
hold on. I can't handle all those commercials.
And Damon and Carlton are going to do a Q&A where they answer a few of the smaller little questions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the alternate endings on...
No, I haven't. Were they good?
They were funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And last from the U-Blogs, SW Losty. How amazingly beautiful. Lost has always been deeply moving and has created a story with no equal. There's a peace in knowing that it ended with all the characters we knew and loved together again. In the true end. Thanks to everyone involved, creative team, actors, crew, and the fans.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's go to the tweets.
Okay.
Shalem90 says, amazing finale. Can't understand all the hate. Anyone that really loved Lost and all the characters had to love the end.
I'm not going to be negative to the people that didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. and I'm, that's all that matters. You know, that I believe that I liked it. To me, that's all that matters, that I liked it. Mm-hmm. As far as the people that didn't like it, you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Watch it. Or if you didn't like it, if you have only watched it once,
watch it again.
Be open mind, give it another shot.
Yeah. The Blot says, by saying the finale was only about the characters and the relationships, Darlton ignored one of the Lost's best characters, the island. I don't think so.
I think...
Because we had a conclusion to the whole island story. At least a chapter of it.
A chapter of it. Like I said, we don't know what happened with Hurley and...
Yeah.
And Ben, you know, but... I'm content. I was really never that big on what was actually going on the island itself. For the longest time, I thought it was just dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cool with it.
Okay. Let's see. Leha 3318 said, the perfect ending to the perfect series. I loved it.
Agree.
Valdemar Cesar says, people saying the whole show was purgatory really didn't understand the episode. I would agree with that. LA Times kind of said that, and it wasn't purgatory.
Well, I'm not on speaking terms with the LA Times, so it's okay. I'm kidding.
No, well, Maria from the LA Times would probably get it, but that's not the person who wrote the article that I read.
You got to understand, too, maybe the person that wrote the review isn't a big Lost fan.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't know. I don't know their background.
Yeah. Driving.
Maybe they're just bitter that Heroes got canceled.
Drive Industries, happy to see Super Kate come back in the finale. Actually rooted for her. Glad she was the one to kill Man in Lock.
People cheered. Yeah. There was 2,000 people cheering for her.
Yep. SkyTweet says, the finale was brilliant. It was powerful and beautiful. The last scene was incredibly poetic. I completely agree.
Right. I agree.
Da 1J says, great ep. But why didn't the cave turn Jack or Desmond to anything? Also, Jack got stabbed right where Juliet removed his appendix. And maybe saw that scar at the beginning.
Yeah, maybe it had something to do with taking the cork out and putting it back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And maybe, well, Desmond, nothing would happen to him because he had the ability to resist.
Right.
He could live through it. And Jack, maybe because he was protector of the island, he had some sort of protection from... being turned into the smoke monster?
I would say so.
I mean, that could be it. Aaron Gardner G says, the ending was the best way for them to end it. Love the end and the flash sideways.
I know there were a lot of people, though. We were watching them leave. They were tears in their eyes.
Yeah. Eric Morelli says...
Because basically, Jay didn't bathe that whole weekend.
Eric Morelli says, this was a great ending to a phenomenally great show. I was blown away at how it all came together at the end. Love your show, too.
Thank you.
Andrew Manuke says, what matters in life is not what you do with your life, but those who you share those experiences with. Perfect into Lost.
I agree.
Tech Guy 40 says, why didn't Ben go inside the church? Was he not ready, or is he the new protector of the island, or waiting for Alex to be ready? He wouldn't be the new protector of the island because he's dead. They're all dead in the Flash Sideways world. But I think it would lean more towards...
It could be Alex, or he just doesn't feel he should be going with those. He doesn't belong with that group.
Yeah. Eden Yeager says... Or maybe
he's giving Locke his due, saying, you know, I don't deserve to be in the same group with Locke. Because he did say he's special. I don't believe... Maybe it has something to do with that.
Maybe. Eden Yeager says, I was a little unsure after watching it the first time, but after a second viewing, I really think it was the perfect way to end Lost.
Agree.
The Artemis says, this finale was to TV what War of the Worlds was to radio. Not everyone watched, but everyone will know about it.
Ah, that's a good... I like that. Do you know this thing about... Well, you know.
Yes. Chris Job, 1021, said, we all thought the Sideways was life without the Island Man in Black, but in reality, it showed the Losties' lives redeemed with the island.
Yeah.
Saif Chota said, oh, and... Crackpot Jack was right about Hurley becoming the protector. I was more shocked that Jack was right than the actual scene. It was me!
Yeah, I think you got to agree with that 100%. And
it was me!
Someone who whines and cries about it could never be right.
Check the tape. That's all I got to say. Check the tape.
There's no tape.
RU5, what did the H-bomb do if it didn't reset the timeline? Also, what did Juliet's message to Miles mean that it worked?
Well, it worked. They're I don't know.
Well, if she just got a glimpse of the Flash sideways, and she didn't really realize that this was not...
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe she thought
her life on Earth, it was just her consciousness after she died.
Yeah.
She made the same mistake that Desmond made,
right?
When he flashed, because he thought that they were all going to go to this thing,
right?
Once he did whatever he was going to do, but in fact, it was going to be a while longer before that happened.
Yeah, good point. All right, you were right on that one.
Josh 810 says, "I just have to say, if Jack's flying punch wasn't one of the coolest moments in TV history, I don't know what is."
I mean, we all got, oh!
Yeah.
And then when they went to commercials, I'm sure people at home did the same thing.
Yeah.
No!
That was awesome. That was so cool. Annie DM says, "No way they were all dead in the church. That is too simplistic for Lost writers. The two timelines just converged." I say, Annie, watch it again. All right, and last is Lost Mario Bro. "It had everything I could have hoped for. It action and emotional story that kept me guessing. Well written, acted, and directed. The end."
I agree. It was like a great movie.
It was. It was very much so.
A great movie that you already knew what the characters. You already had the characters.
All right, Jack. Are you ready for your crackpock revelation of the week?
Yeah, I think I am.
All right, here we go. All right, Jack, what do you got for us?
Well, you know, there's been that argument ever since Man in Black said he was Christian Shepherd. Some people say, how's this possible? He was off the island, on the island. I don't think Jacob or Man in Black was Christian Shepherd. I think it was just the spirit of Christian Shepherd. He was the spirit on the boat. He told Michael. He was on with Jack. I think this episode proved he was just this, it was just him. I don't think it ever was Man in Black.
But okay, how do you explain that then?
I don't know. I just was sitting there thinking, I go, because he had an empty coffin on the island. Empty coffin when Jack went to go touch it. Of course, there had been many years since he had died. But I was like going, maybe he wasn't. I never believed it was Man in Black. Because why would he go, okay, Michael, you can leave now?
Yeah.
Why would Man in Black, this evil guy, tell Michael it's okay to go now? Unless he was trying to blow up Jen the candidate.
That's a very good possibility.
But why wouldn't he have told us, said it sooner when Jin was still there?
Well, I think Christian Shepherd on the island was definitely Man in Black. I think that's what it was.
I'm going to say no.
I could see how maybe the spirit off the island was, but I think the one on the island was Man in Black. I think that one was explained by him. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, we can go around with this, but right now I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Oh. I'm probably wrong, but it's been bugging me ever since the whole off. He couldn't get off the island, couldn't do this. But yeah, we see him on the boat. We see him off the. You know, he said he was him the whole time, and I'm like going, "There's no way he was him. There was no way he was Christian Shepherd the whole time."
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, I agree in that because he was on the mainland. So
right.
Yes. Alrighty. So Jack, that's your crackpot revelation and
I guess I'm sticking to it.
Alright, Jack, ready to close out the show?
Yes.
Alright, here we go.
Alright.
Alright, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
So that's 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
We can never do that on the internet. It never works.
It never works. Jay's out of tune.
Give us an email to
lostbuggers@gmail.com. And we're way behind.
And also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack.
Or follow me on Crackpot Jack. Get me up to 4,000 followers.
You're close to 4,000 already?
I think so.
Man, I don't even think I'm at 3,000. What's up with that?
You know, when you respond to people and don't ignore them, they tend to follow you.
Well, I pay more attention to the Jane Jack Twitter anyway, so.
Yeah, no, you don't.
All right. that's about it. So this Tuesday, I'm sorry, this Friday show, we're going to have Jorge Garcia on the podcast. And the goal is to do different actors, interviews with them on every Friday show. So we'll see how far along we can get that going. But
yeah, we do have a couple actors we know we can get on here.
Yeah, and I want to get a lot more. So hopefully that'll work out. And for those that want to know what's next, the final season of The Lost Podcast will start after August 24th. And it'll go for about a year or so, a little bit over a year. And that's what we're going to be doing for The Lost Podcast. And then we'll be cool. Done forever, Jack.
Forever. I'm gonna step into the light.
All right, Jack. You're ready to get out of here?
Well, I'm still here. I mean, oh. I don't fly out till tomorrow, so
no. Well, I can have a safe flight tomorrow.
I got another 12 hours if you want.
Oof. Well, good luck with that.
Okay.
All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.